This is CPR News at KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Hundreds of Western Slope residents turned out to hear from Senator John Hickenlooper in Grand Junction yesterday. Ralph Wilson was among those who heard Hickenlooper talk about balancing pragmatism with ruthlessness when it comes to pushing back on Trump policies.
I think ruthless is good. Pragmatic, I mean, you're going to have some kind of plan. And we're learning you need to be ruthless.
Hickenlooper addressed his concerns about Trump policies and also defended some of his votes for Trump's cabinet officials. Former Clear Creek County Sheriff's Deputy Andrew Buin has been sentenced in the shooting death of Christian Glass. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Buin was sentenced to 3 years in prison for criminally negligent homicide and reckless endangerment for killing Glass in 2022. The 22-year-old had called 911 for assistance after his car was stuck near Silver Plume. Glass's father, Simon, says the family will focus on time and acceptance following the sentence.
Honestly, nothing brings Christian back. So all the talk about, I've said this before, but when people talk about losing their son, we've lost our son. No, we lost
our son.
There's no other son lost here.
Other law enforcement officers who were on scene the night Glass was killed have been charged with misdemeanor failure to intervene. Their charges are pending court proceedings. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis says potential Medicaid cuts by Republicans in Congress would be devastating for Colorado. He made the comments in a letter to the state's congressional delegation. Polis says Colorado could lose more than 10,000 jobs and $1.3 billion in state economic activity. Possible cuts also could end health coverage for more than 100,000 people in each of the state's congressional districts. Republican Representative Jeff Crank says Polis is not doing enough to fix what he calls a broken health care system. This is CPR News and KRCC.